This is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. I'm Walt Lindela, and in the studio with me today is Sarah Perikowski, who is the executive director of the SAIL Disability Network of the UP. Also, Alan Beauchamp in the studios with us. He's coordinator of something that is new with the sled hockey program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Sarah, let's first start. We've talked with you folks before about SAIL, you've got some things going on right now that you want folks to know about. It also ties into what Alan's here to talk about, but what's going on?
Absolutely. Right now, SAIL, it just put out our 1 in 5 annual appeal. It's our first annual sustaining campaign, and the reason it's called 1 in 5 is because it's true that 1 in 5 people live with a disability. Mm-hmm. In the UP, there's 53 million Americans in the United States that live with a disability. But we are trying to raise $55,000 to continue to do programs to help people with disabilities. And that's because, for the most part, we realize that people are unable to ski, unable to bike, unable to kayak, unable to play hockey like you can. And so this annual sustaining campaign is helping to raise money so that SAIL can connect resources and equipment to the people that need it.
I think one of the key things here is that you are now calling it SAIL Disability Network of the UP.
Yes.
Superior Alliance for Independent Living. We've talked with you guys over the years several times with things going on. But what are some of these services? What are some of these things that you're talking about that you're looking to get the funding to sustain?
We are looking for a lot of recreational activities. We have three programs, basically, that the annual sustaining campaign, the 1 in 5 annual appeal, will fund. The first one is actually our Mission Healthy UP Vets program that we started last year. We had some money from the Superior Health Foundation, but we have run out of money. And for us to be able to sustain that, and that was 5 wellness weekends for veterans and their family members, and it was fantastic. We served almost 80 people last year. And then we also have our SPAR program, which is what Alan is going to talk a little bit about with the sled hockey clinic. And then we also have an assistive technology program. So this annual appeal will be able to serve all three programs.
Alan Beauchamp is in the studio with us this morning as well. He is coordinator of the sled hockey program. Let's talk about that. First of all, good morning and welcome. Let's talk about it a little bit. What is the sled hockey program?
So, Walt, the sled hockey program we're trying to introduce to the community is an adaptive sport that is played for individuals with disabilities. Most of them have physical disabilities like your cerebral palsy or amputees or spinal cord injuries, etc. But the sport itself is played in a sled. It's a lightweight aluminum sled with a plastic bucket seat and 2 skate blades on the underside.
I was looking at this flyer here that you passed on to me here that it's known around the world and outside of the United States as sledge, and mm-hmm. I've heard of this actually as a competitive sport out there, and you're trying to get awareness going here locally to get folks out on the ice.
Yes. So we have an event coming up on December 3rd, 3 to 6 p.m. at Marquette's Lakeview Arena. And what we're going to do here is we're actually having a team come up from Grand Rapids. It's the Grand Rapids Sled Wings. So several players and their head coach will be up to do a demonstration. And then afterwards, we're inviting the community and individuals to come out and try the sleds. We have 24 sleds coming up. We're actually doing there's a lending program through USA Disabled Hockey. So they'll actually lend the sleds to us for a few days so we can use them.
Alan, let's talk a little bit about this clinic that you have coming up. It's December 3rd, Lakeview Arena in Marquette, but you want to get people to register and get signed up. So what's the best way to do that?
So the best way to do that right now, Walt, is contact Sarah or myself. Sarah's number is 228-5744, area code 906. And then my number is 906-360-3019. You can also go on our Facebook page. It's, you can search under Sled Hockey UP, or it's Sled Hockey in the UP of Michigan. And you can comment there, send us a message, and we'll definitely get in contact with you.
And really, if people have an interest in getting involved like this, this is a great opportunity to do it because it's relatively new to bring to the area, isn't it?
Correct.
Again, when and where?
Marquette's Lakeview Arena, December 3rd. 3 p.m.
Sarah is also with us in the studio. She's executive director of the Sail Disability Network of the UP, and you've got this ongoing campaign, this ongoing request for funding to keep things going. What are the details with that, and how can folks get involved with it?
Well, we actually are doing pretty well, but we need more. We are up to actually $10,000. We've gotten some great donors. About 48 donors have already given, our entire Sail staff, the Sail Board of Directors, Honor Credit Union, Ferrellgas of Nagani, and Select Realty in Marquette have already all donated, which we're so thankful for. But in order to donate, you can go to upsail.com and get onto our donate page. You can also go to our website or our Facebook page, which is Sail DNUP, so Sail Disability Network UP. And there's a donate button there that will take you to our website. You can always just drop a check in the mail and or come into Sail and meet us and get to know what we're doing.
And where are you guys located if people have questions?
We are at 1200 Wright Street. That's down across from Lincoln or across from the Marquette Armory.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In that area.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning to share the information about some of the changes and efforts with Sail and the Sail Disability Network of the UP.
Yep.
And Alan, also thanks for stopping in this morning to talk about the sled hockey program. Keep us posted on how it's going.
Will do. Thanks, Walt.